Resistance is futile. Let's try that one on. It's not just that resistance is futile. Resistance is an exercise of futility. Futility is a patterned way of thinking. You have what we could call the futility pattern. If you're resisting success, if you're resisting life, if you're resisting what is truly possible for you. Let's get a couple things up in front real quick. First of all, I don't believe in beliefs, at least not for right now. So let's get rid of that as a concept. Let's get rid of that as a reality. Because if you believe that you have hidden beliefs that are holding you back, well, things get weird. On the other hand, I can tell you, and you can notice something. You can notice that you have patterns, okay? Stuff that you repeat. Stuff that literally we could go step by step. You know what a pattern is. You know, when I was little, my mom would make things from patterns, like clothing. So she'd take the material and she'd lay a pattern on top of it. She'd pin the pattern to the material, cut the material, sew it according to the pattern, and then I would have clothing made from material. You just might be the raw material of the universe. You just might be an awareness that's full of potential. You may be an awareness that's full of all potential, like the material. And if you are that kind of material, and as far as I can tell, that is what we are. You're the spark behind the eyes. You are pure potential. What gets in the way of it is the patterns that you have. Patterns, by the way, they make life possible. Well, patterns make routines possible. Routines make life convenient, like brushing your teeth, putting on your clothes in a specific way every day. You know, underwear, socks, you know, bottoms, tops, all that good stuff. You dress from the inside layers out. Otherwise, your underwear's on the outside. But what I want to do today is expose something, not your belief system, not your rigidly held beliefs that make you wishy-washy. Okay, or your wishy-washy beliefs that make you all rigid, or vice versa. Let's abandon the whole concept. Let's abandon the whole reality of beliefs and belief structures and check out patterns. Because if you have a pattern of futility, in other words, it's like a recipe. It's not a belief. Oh, I have this belief about myself that holds me back. You know, like a rock in your pocket. You know, a rock in your pocket, all you got to do is just drop it. And people say, why don't you just drop your beliefs? Why don't you just change them? Well, change the rock in your pocket. Try to drop it. You've become pretty secure having a rock in your pocket. Or belief. Or believing in beliefs. On the other hand, pattern behavior, all we have to do is change the pattern and we change the behavior. If we change the behavior, we change the result. Above all else, I choose to see differently. Try that one on. Above all else, I choose to see differently. Above all else, I choose to see myself differently. Above all else, I choose to see you differently. Above all else, I choose to see. If you choose to see differently, you will choose to be differently. Because how you see the world is part of the pattern of your behavior. Patterns literally are run through visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, and they determine your behavior. They actually determine what your behavior choices are. You can choose about your behavior, but if you have shitty response number one or shitty response number two, and those are your two behaviors because of the patterns that you have, the patterns of futility. By the way, we can have patterns of addiction, we can have patterns of futility, we can have patterns of, well, you can have patterns that hold you back, or you can have possibility. And possibility will, no matter what, I mean, literally, we plant the rose in the yard, we plant the bulb, we plant the seed, and we've just planted a possibility. And then the rest of the universe, and I, and you, and my partner, we get to take care of it. But we've got to begin with the possibility. We've got to begin with the bulb. We've got to stop focusing on patterns of futility. So we stop focusing on patterns of futility. Actually, we stop focusing through patterns of futility by realizing something. Resistance is futile. Sooner or later, you're going to give up what gets in the way, what you've been addicted to, what's been running the show, and you're going to open up to possibility. Just plain and simple. It's inevitable. I worked in an old folks home. Literally, toward the end of people's lives, when they would give up resisting. Often that's when they had the most, well, that's when they had the most. That's when they were the most alive. Not resisting death, but resisting life. What we do is we resist life. Life, by the way, you know, what do they call, you know, a gardener understands that a rose has thorns. It's part of the package. As I train 4X traders, one of the things that I teach them to become better at, me included because I am a 4X trader, is having a losing trade and taking risk. Because if we try to avoid getting dirty, we can't put the bulb in the yard. All patterns of, you know, resistance is futile. I love the phrase. Resistance is an exercise in futility. When you believe it's futile, when you believe it's hopeless, when you believe that, oh my God, I mean, yeah, I'm going to make it and I'm going to give it back. When you believe, well, not when you believe, when you behave as if. When you behave as if that's reality, that will be your reality. If you behave as if women are something to be afraid of, you will be afraid of women. If you behave as if the world is a hostile place, the world will be a hostile place. So we begin with the statement, above all else, I choose to see differently. Above all else, by the way, what you want to do with this pattern, this is a pattern buster. Above all else, I choose to see differently. Above all else, I see differently now. Above all else, I see you differently now. Above all else, I see me differently now. Don't pick what the differently is going to be. Don't you dare pick what the differently is going to be. Discover what the differently gets to be. We get to pick where we put the bulb in the yard. We don't get to pick how and when it grows. We get to plant the rose, and it will grow according to its own wishes. We can prune it, we can direct it, but it will grow according to its own wishes, its own design. As far as I can tell, your mind is like an onion. It's not like a potato. If your mind was like a potato, all you'd have to do is just change something once and everything would change. In other words, I've decided to adopt a positive mental attitude, and the world will now kiss my... Let me know how that works for you. On the other hand, see, here's the deal. I didn't get a phone call from my sister today. I can look at it positively or negatively. That's what most people say. Or I can just choose to see it differently. If I look at it positively, I've got to put a positive spin on it. That's going to take effort from my part. It's also going to obscure data from my part. If I choose to look at it negatively, I have to put spin on it. Picture a ball. If I have a ball sitting in front of me on the floor, and it's just sitting there, it's a ball that's sitting there. I get to actually notice it. But if I have to put a positive spin on it or a negative spin on it, and habitually we will, if we have to put a positive spin on it or a negative spin on it, what happens is now it has spin, and I had to focus on putting spin on it. On the other hand, if I choose to see the ball differently, I get to notice more of how it is. I get to notice more of how I am. I get to notice what I habitually put on stuff. So if I choose to see the 4X charts differently, I'm friends with a man who many call the second best 4X trader in the world. He sees the charts differently than most of his students do. Often he sees the charts differently than I do. Not just the objective data on the charts, which he can teach us about, and he has taught me about, but he also gets to see the charts as a blessing, as a gift, as something that provides him income, as something which he can help others with. When he sees the chart, now, here's the deal. I can try to put that spin on it, and that may be useful just for something to do. Try this on. If you do put a negative spin on stuff, oh, you know, women, they take from me. The Forex charts, they take from me. Oh, marketers, they take from me. Okay, right? So on and so forth. That's negative. We can put on positive. As a marketer, I choose to market my stuff because I know it works. The Forex charts, they can provide me with income. And women, they can give and take. They can breathe in and they can breathe out, just like any other human, just like any man can. So let's put all that to rest. Because if I believe the negative or I believe the positive, I get to miss out on the reality. I choose to see above all else. I choose to see you, women, the charts, life. And I'm just saying women as an example. Men, old people, young people, blonde-haired people, brunette people, people with slanty eyes, people with one slanty eye. Because they got punched. Ooh, what's that say about them? Above all else, I choose to see differently. Discover what the seeing differently is. Again, if you have negative going on, play with some positive. Don't play with positive to get results. Play with positive to have a different spice on your food. Because if you try to play with positive, at some point, if you've done a lot of negative, you're going to go, this positive thinking doesn't work. I'm positive that I'm negative, that it doesn't work. You get loopy. You start spinning out of control. And in a part, that's what it's about. It's about getting out of control. If we want to get out of control, if we want to stop our exercise in futility, one of the things that we get to do is this. We get to notice we don't need to be in control. See, you have an intention. You take an action, you notice the outcome. You have an intention, you take action, you participate in the outcome. Once that outcome starts to happen, you have an intention, you take action. In other words, you interface with life. You breathe in, you breathe out. You have an intention, internal. You take action, external. You participate in the outcome. You participate in the flow of life. One of the ways that we do that is we notice difference. If you notice difference, now, if you want to curse people, stop noticing their difference. In other words, that's the way Jack is. That's the way Jack always has been. This is what Jack... In other words, you turn Jack off and you turn Jack into nothing more than a repetitive behavior if you decide that's how Jack is. Because you'll... When you see him, you'll treat him like that. When you see you, you'll treat you like that. What I want you to do is to start noticing difference. You look in the mirror and you notice yourself differently. I choose to see myself differently today. Above all else, I choose to see me differently. Above all else, I choose to see you differently. Above all else, I choose to notice. Noticing is the first step. Noticing helps us realize if it was futile, we wouldn't have the internet. We wouldn't have the automobile. If it was futile, we wouldn't have electricity. We wouldn't have homes. If it was futile, we'd all be living in caves. If it was futile, we'd be dead. Resistance is futile. Evolution, progress, change happens. And when I say the word change, most people cringe. And most people cringe because they have futility patterning. Futility patterning is driven, you know, you've probably heard me talk about these before, fear, anger, desire, pride. There's a difference between fear and respect. If I can respect old people for what they are, if I can respect kids for what they are, I don't have to fear either one. I have feared both. At one point, I feared kids. I became a portrait photographer and I worked with kids. At one point I feared the elderly. I feared getting old. And so I worked in a nursing home. At one point I feared everyone, so I became a cop. And at some point you get to drop fear, and old people, young people, men, women, it all goes away. And I get to love and I get to participate in the universe with everyone. It doesn't matter if you're young, you're old. You're firm, you're infirm. It doesn't matter what you've done yesterday. What matters is what you end up doing today. What you do today will be determined in part by the patterns that you run, the patterns that you see through, the patterns that your raw material is cut by. Because we're going to cut the universe into chunks. We're going to cut the universe into chunks that we could fear. We're going to cut the universe into chunks that we can desire. We're going to cut the universe into chunks that we can feel good that we have, pride. We're going to cut the universe into chunks. Unless we start just experiencing the wholeness of life. The wholeness of life is this. I made a choice to make a recording right now. I've got the Forex charts on in background because I can watch them. As I watch them differently, as I see them differently, I see them as an opportunity to learn. Learning is always profitable for me. Learning is always profitable for me because once you get to a tipping point with learning, everything takes off. Literally, I know how to make a recording. I know how to use this software. I know how to upload it to a server. I know all these bits, and guess what? Since I know all these bits, I can utilize all these bits. Since I utilize all these bits, something wonderful happens. Well, you see, I know this because I've got a pattern around this stuff. I know, fire up one program called Gearbox, another program called Audacity, check everything, check, check. And hello, my name is Mr. 2020. Today we're going to talk about resistance is futile. Actually, resistance is an exercise in futility. Actually, it's about futility patterns. And patterns are what you cut the raw material of you and the universe up with. Once you cut the body up, it dies. Once you start cutting you up, you die. And you become a concept, otherwise known as yourself. I can't help myself. No, you can't. Yourself is a concept. What you can actually do is live. So if we're going to live, what we get to do is notice the loops that we have. We've been exploring those. If we're going to live, we get to discover the potential and promise that we are. So where do we go from here? Resistance is futile. Stop trying to add things in for you to do to succeed and just stop resisting it. The reason we resist it is because of what we fear. The reason we resist it is because we're afraid we're not going to get what we desire. And that's going to anger us. That's going to frustrate us. Part of the reason why we do all of that is we put the power outside of ourselves by cutting ourselves off from the universe. And so resistance is futile. Resistance is an exercise in futility. I think of martial arts and I think of Aikido, Steven Seagal. I think of Judo. Good martial arts involves no resistance. Good martial arts is elegance. Good martial arts is very graceful. It's beautiful. I've been a martial artist for over 30 years. And I can remember starting out with a lot. Whatever you're doing in life, at some point resistance shows up. At some point, we start believing that it's futile. At some point, we start seeing things as if they're futile. And what I want to do is I want to give you a tool. Above all else, I choose to see differently. This is the main tool of this recording. Just repeat this. Repeat it 10,000 times a day. Among all else, I choose to see myself differently. I choose to see me differently. I choose to see the world differently. Name things. Above all else, I choose to see this microphone differently. Above all else. And don't you dare define what differently is. Adding on negative spin, spinning the ball in front of you, adding on positive spin, spinning it the other way. When you kick a spinning ball, it goes out of control. On the other hand, if you kick a ball that's just in there, it'll actually hit the target. Above all else, I choose, I want, I desire. Above all else, right now, I choose to see you and me and change differently. Stop adding spin in. Here's the formula. Number one, stop adding spin in. Negative spin, positive spin, doesn't matter. Stop it. Number two, above all else, I choose to see things differently. Above all else, I choose to see the cigarette lighter differently. Above all else, I choose. So that's where I want you to play today. Yep, it's a quickie. We could make another 5 minutes on this, but what's the point? Well, let's just put a crass commercial message. Why? Because they work. If you enjoy the recording, visit us at innercircleproducts.com for more. That's innercircleproducts.com. This is part of the Almost Free NLP series. Good stuff. Very simple stuff. Because literally, it's the simple stuff that works. It's the complex stuff that doesn't. Life is simple. Success is simple. Growth, evolution, change is simple. So, you've got the formula. Stop adding spin. Repeat the tiny little mantra a whole bunch of times. Apply it. And notice the change. By the way, if you want to stop cursing others, if you want to stop cursing yourself, we mentioned this real quick, but this is really well worth putting in the recap. Stop seeing yourself as the same. Stop seeing everything as the same. To live in the woods, in the natural way, one of the things that we explore are the ways of the Native Americans, people who I was privileged to model. To survive in the woods, you had to notice difference. Most people walk down a path and all they see is the same. Every day, there's countless little micro differences, miracles of life, miracles that will keep you alive, miracles that will provide for you, both inside and outside of you. If there's a tiny little change or growth in your thinking and you choose not to notice it, it will die. If there's a tiny little change or growth in your thinking and you tend to notice it, it will lead to further changes and openings in your mind and in your thinking. We can take a tiny little seed and all we got to do is plant it. All we got to do is protect it a little bit. We do the minor bits. When it comes to planting a seed, we do just a minor bit. And the universe takes care of the rest. But if that seed stays on my shelf and doesn't get planted, nothing happens. Here's the deal. Above all else, I choose to see the seed differently. I choose to see it as pure potential. I choose to see it as something which I get to interface with a tiny bit and appreciate forever. I choose to see differently. Have fun. By the way, innercircleproducts.com, get some goodies, go there. We've got minor things from $5 to $25. We've got major things from like $97 and up. If you want to do some coaching or you want a custom recording yourself, this is, again, a custom recording. You can find out about them by visiting innercircleproducts.com or nlplive.com. Have a wonderful day. See ya.